I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The world of college football, 10 weeks from today, I'm doing a show, and Anthony will be the first edition of The Fallout. 10 weeks from today. I'm feeling it. College football season right around the corner. And one of the people that I follow on Twitter, and I had the pleasure of getting to hang out with him a little bit last year at the national title game in Tampa, and I'm sure I will this year too as he hangs out here in Atlanta for the national championship game. He's Bill Bender from the Sporting News. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing well, and I still can't believe 10 weeks. It seems like it's going to come right up on us.
It does. I've got two vacations between now and then, so I'm counting on it not coming up too fast. But 10 weeks away, I think it's been a very quiet off-season in college football. You bathe in it. You're immersed in it. You're in the hot tub with it. Has it been a quiet off-season, or have I missed some big things?
Yeah, we haven't had that big debate. The last couple of years it was about satellite camps, and that's kind of calmed down a little bit. I think as we barrel into the, late July and August, get through media days, I had this belief that I kind of have it, and others do, that we might have a game of the century to start the season with Alabama and Florida State. And you talked about that first edition of Fallout. I'm sure that'll be your first topic on that Sunday morning.
It will be. I mean, and I'm looking forward to being there for it. The opening of Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, and you get to see Florida State and Alabama. Question is here, if one of those teams was going to fall below expectations this year, and I guess expectations for both of them would be finding their way to meet again in a national championship game, what would be the reasons that either one of them would do that?
Well, they'd probably have to trip up again. I think we start, and I always tell people this, I was saying the same thing last year, is once you lose two games, you run the risk of not making the playoff. I mean, only one team through the BCS to the playoff made the championship game with two losses, and that was that wild LSU team with Les Miles. So, I still pick both of them to make the playoff. And I think Florida State's got enough talent to win the ACC. And, I think the bigger reaction would be if Alabama were to lose, what are Tuscaloosa people going to do knowing that they lost to Clemson and Florida State in back-to-back games?
Also, too, when you look at what Alabama does, what is their motivation to put that perfect season at risk every year where it seems like they go to a neutral site game and they try to challenge themselves playing one of the best programs in college football as often as they can schedule it? What's the motivation for Nick Saban there?
I think it's just to prove it to his team that they can do it. And they are, nobody is better at the opener than him. He hasn't lost one. And if you look at the list of teams they've kind of, detonated right in the opener, and that was last year, it's something else. And, that's why I think them going down to Atlanta, they want that stage. They want those games, and it helps them get ready for the SEC schedule. And, John, I'm still throwing darts trying to figure out the second-best team in the SEC, and I still don't think anybody's really that close to Alabama at this point.
Well, you've seen me throw darts, and, at the national title game. You don't want to take me on in darts. I was bragging on you and Papa Shot earlier. I mean, you were hitting from downtown. Because the Papa Shot game had no, in Tampa, had no roof on it. So you were hitting from downtown. You've got the size.
I told my wife afterward, I said, John Kincaid complimented my Papa Shot skills. Because that's the only game when we take the kids to the arcade, I always go and play one time and see what kind of number we can hang up. I just won't let it go.
See, now you got it. You got it hanging up there. So let's look at this, though. Is the second best team in the SEC, has the SEC dropped off? Because when I say that down in Atlanta, of course, it gives them another reason to think I'm the Antichrist. They check for the 666 on the forehead. But, I mean, to me, it does appear that the SEC has either stepped back or been caught up to by their peers. Which is it, stepped back or just been caught up to?
Well, I think the gap between the SEC, the ACC, and the Big Ten is kind of negligible. All three conferences are strong now. I mean, the Big Ten East is probably as strong as the SEC West at this point. Now, and I don't know that the SEC, I think the problem is, number one, you can't have a conference championship game with a 24.5 point spread. I mean, that just shows the disparity there. So the SEC East isn't what it should be. And I think number two, I don't know how many SEC teams are true college football playoff contenders going into this year. I think it's Alabama, maybe Auburn if Stidham's the real deal, maybe LSU, and maybe Georgia. But those other three, I don't think, you know, they're definitely not certain playoff contenders.
Now, Bill, you said Georgia. And obviously the dogs in the SEC East, you gotta do better than a 7-5 season with Kirby Smart dialed up in his first year. When you look at them versus Florida, what do you see for both teams, and why would you maybe lean towards Georgia having a chance to play in that title game this year?
I think they'll be the pick here when we get down to Hoover in July. They got the great guys coming back. I think people are, myself included, not people, but writers, think that Easton's going to take the next step. You know, having Nick Chubb and Sonny come back in that backfield's a good start. And they just were a start and stop offense last year. They needed to be more consistent on that side. I think it'll help. And then, you know, I'm kind of looking at Tennessee and Florida. I guess Florida, you know, will be right in that mix, and Tennessee could be. But I think, you know, with those three schools, like I said, they could all do a round robin and lose one each, and then you really don't know who the best team is. But I just think we're looking for Kirby Smart to take that next step, and Georgia could get there. But they have to be, you know, I think that starts with beating their rivals, and they didn't do that last year.
It's Bill Bender from the Sporting News. You should follow him on Twitter. And make sure that you are getting caught up on everything that you need to know in the world of college football as we approach the season. Let me ask you this. Is when I look at the Pac-12, all I'm reading about is USC. I'm hearing so much about that it's it appears like a two-team horse race between Ohio State and Michigan. Are these conference races really down to just a handful of contenders to fill those four spots at the national title game, national championship playoff this year?
Well, I looked at it before the season, as I always do. I think there's about 15 or 16 teams that could make the playoffs. And I think in the Pac-12, that list is probably USC and Washington. And if the Pac-12 has it their way, they would get those two in like a mega conference championship game at the end. The Big Ten, I mean, that East race is, it's going to be riveting again with Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan. I think that, and Wisconsin could be in that discussion. And then, you know, the Big 12 is a hard one to figure out now that Bob Stoops is gone. You kind of look at that conference and you think, well, here's an opportunity for Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State to finally break through. They've got the quarterback. They've got the offense. Can they finally break through and make a playoff with that high-flying offense that Gundy's had in Stillwater for those many years?
Is it the best offense in college football?
Well, I read Dennis Dodd's article. He has me convinced. You know, he had a good article about Oklahoma State this week because he does such a good job there. I mean, it's a good start with Rudolph and Washington on the outside. They're going to score a bunch of points. They're in that 40-point club, but there's a couple other schools I think that could, you know, score 40 points a game this year.
Do you throw Oklahoma State into that Georgia category and some other programs that we hear a lot more about them in August and September than we do in November and December?
Yeah, well, I think with Oklahoma State, we hear about them into November. I mean, they 10-0 2 years ago. They took that run in November last year. But, you know, getting over the hump is beating Oklahoma. And Oklahoma, I still think, is going to be very good. I mean, Lincoln Riley is going to be an interesting storyline, especially early when they go to Ohio State. So I think for Oklahoma State, it's just a matter of, can you finally do it? I mean, they've been so close a few times. But that entails beating Oklahoma in November, playing in that first Big 12 championship game if they can get there. And I think that's another added wrinkle to the playoff race, because now we're going to have five teams that win and make that last impression before the playoff pairings are picked.
Bill, how shocked were you that Stoops stepped away? And do you think it had anything to do with wanting the University of Oklahoma to be able to nail down Lincoln Riley as his successor?
I think it was probably a combination. And if Bob Stoops wants to retire at that age, and, you know, enjoy life, I have no problem with that. And if Oklahoma kind of wanted Lincoln Riley not to get away, don't have a problem with that either. So, I mean, the one thing, though, is you are handing the keys to a major program to a 33-year-old. Did excellent job with the offense the last 2 years. But here's the thing. I mean, the two flagship programs, you were talking about Ohio State and Michigan, they've got established coaches. Texas and Oklahoma are rolling with Tom Herman and Lincoln Riley in a very critical juncture for the Big 12. So I think their success, both of them, is going to go a long way in determining the long-term health of the conference.
Bill Bender, the Sporting News, joining me as we're 10 weeks away from the first College Football Sunday, talking about actual games and the fallout from them here on the John Kincaid Show. You mentioned someone else who was on my list, Tom Herman. I'm thinking about the pressure that Herman's got on him, because I got to tell you this. I'm a Temple fan, you know, grew up as a Temple alum. I watched the job that he did at Houston, and maybe I think I'm a little less impressed than other people were in the evaluation of his job performance there. I think they underachieved this year, and in a big way.
Yeah, I mean, they lost some road games that, you know, that they probably shouldn't. The thing I like about Tom Herman is, and I've talked to him a few times, obviously, and it's just the candor, the straightforwardness. I thought as an offensive mind, he's exactly what Texas needs there. They need to recruit better. He's already doing that. I agree with you to a point. I mean, after they beat Oklahoma and, you know, I saw them at Cincinnati last year, I thought, okay, let's see if they make this playoff run. And then they lost a couple road games they shouldn't have. So the inexperience factor is still there. But in terms of that conference, I think he's set up in a situation where Texas can go compete for Big 12 championships. And they always will. They always have those talent and resources. And I still think he's the right guy for that job.
You going to be in for the do you think you will make it in for Florida State, Alabama?
We're planning on it as of now. So maybe a pop-a-shot/darts rematch is in the cards.
That sounds good. Look forward to having you in my town and then on the show, too. We'll have you on the next day for some reaction. Thank you, Bill. Talk to you soon, buddy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.